This is an OSV Podcasts original. Kings, a David and Saul epic. Episode 4, A Keen Eye.
The Israelites now match our numbers across the valley.
But they don't have our iron. We should attack.
The Israelites, they're cowards and fools. But they fight like the demon-possessed. Especially in those hills.
They're not bringing their ark, are they?
I hope not.
Dagon himself helped us repel them and hold this mountain. We're strong here.
Look, we have our high ground, but they have their high ground. Whoever attacks first will suffer. Whoever retreats first will suffer. We're stuck here.
Stalemate. How do we break it?
The sea's at our backs. We'll get tired of fish, but we'll starve them out.
Oh, my poor daughter. We're going to have to delay her wedding.
No! We should crush King Saul! Double our numbers!
He's not worth that kind of trouble.
Not worth it. If we win this, we cut Saul's kingdom in two! The full strength of Gath is on this hill! Where's the full strength of Asa, Ashkelon, and Gaza? What about single combat?
Single combat?
We have a champion. The giant of Gath. Goliath.
Is he well?
Goliath is here.
Well, can he fight?
He doesn't move well. His eyesight is going. But any man foolish enough to come close, that man will surely die. We're at a stalemate, right? Break it with a wager. Send the giant. Who can stand against him? No one.
But then what? The Israelites roll over?
Saul's happy waiting. But every day Goliath makes the offer, and no one responds, Saul looks weak. They grow discouraged enough, he might make a rash decision.
What do you eat out there in Ashkelon? What makes you so crafty? You might be going to your daughter's wedding after all.
You're two against my three? Let's see.
No!
Pay up. That's five dates for me. You're gonna go hungry. Brave enough? Want another roll?
What?
Did he just cross the battle line? He looks really close.
No, he's not close. He's just big.
Sweet Moses.
Okay, face this way. There.
Is that a spear? Is that a man? A god? A Nephilim?
Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
Oh, Mira, no, don't eat that. That's yucky. Poison.
Hi, David.
Oh,
The Levite? Come to visit me this time?
It seems.
Tell me, man of God, what fine points of the law can I make clearer for you?
Well, actually, I'm here to see about a sheep.
All right.
My host family wants a lamb to sacrifice. Their sons are in Elah, with your brothers.
Come this way. Father does the trading.
How are your brothers?
Holding up. Over a month in camp, but no action.
And you?
I got a tent back there. When King Saul calls, I sing for him. I'm more needed here, though.
From pastures to king's chambers and back again.
You said it. Every week. There's Abba. Pick your lamb. Good choice. All right, Yod. You go be a blessing to somebody, okay? Right in there. Yeah. I know. You should all be so lucky. A sacrifice to Adonai? Rest from your sheep duties.
David!
Yes, Abba?
Our Levite paid handsomely! Here, put these wheels of cheese with the other ones, and this grain, too. Take the lot to your brothers in the morning, and bring me back a token.
Any chance I can stay this time?
Half of my sons are with King Saul. Who will feed the lambs?
I'll be back.
Will you?
As the Lord wills.
Move out, men.
Whoa. Something happening today?
We'll see.
This walk doesn't get any shorter.
What'd you bring?
10 loaves, 10 cheese wheels, an ephah of grain. Credit goes to Jesse, the Ephrathite of Bethlehem.
Stop them! Deserters!
We came to fight, not to sit around and hear insults from the Philistine all day.
Our families need us. Have Saul call us when he's ready to do something.
Get back where you came from, or the king will have your head!
What's going on?
It's humiliating!
Here's your token. The king thanks your father.
Eliab, Abinadab!
Hey, little brother. You're a little underdressed.
Not that it matters. No one's fighting today, I'm sure of it.
What's happening then? I saw a couple soldiers trying to get away.
You'll see. It's terrible.
What's terrible?
The Philistines won a contest. Their best fighter versus ours.
That's great! Who's our champion?
Nobody.
The Philistine, he's like nothing anyone's ever seen.
Why have you come out to draw up for that?
This again?
That him?
Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul?
Morning and night, same stinking words.
Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me.
His greaves are as tall as you, David.
Oh, that spear.
If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants.
Look at how he moves.
Terrifying.
No. No, he's clumsy.
Shh.
But if I prevail against him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man, that we may fight together.
And then we do this, until lunch. Ugh, I hate this part.
No one's come forward? What's the king offering?
The man who kills the Philistine? The king will shower him with riches, give him his daughter to marry, and make his father's house free.
Nobody wants that?
Open your eyes, lad. His armor weighs more than 2 men.
Who is he to defy the army of the living God? That Philistine foreskin? He's disrespecting the name! Under that armor is a man, and that man is nothing to fear!
Then tell him to take it off.
David, come here. What did you come here for? You're supposed to be watching the sheep. You come to see the battle? I know the evil in your heart, scheming dreamer. You came here hoping to watch us die.
What did I do to you? I'm just talking. And what about you? Why aren't you taking the reproach off of Israel?
Keep talking, boy.
This giant is not what he looks like.
Arrogant pest.
We've got something mightier. The God of Moses and Samuel.
Keep talking and you'll get marched to the king.
I didn't send for you today, and yet, here you are. I hear you made a lot of noise, calling attention to our shame. If you have something to say, say it to me.
Your servant will fight this Philistine. Let no man's heart fail because of the giant.
You can't fight the Philistine. You're a youth, and this Philistine has been fighting since he was a youth.
If you fought the Philistine, I would bear your armor, wouldn't I? If the Lord doesn't stir a man, he should refrain. But if the Lord stirs a man, how can he resist? It's in my heart to do this.
I can see that. But the man must be fitted to the task.
Your servant once tended sheep. And when a lion and a bear threatened, I ran after them and crushed their skulls. Your servant has killed both lions and bears. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. He defies the armies of the living God.
Lifter of my soul. What if you don't come back?
The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
Go. And the Lord be with you.
My king, a word.
Dress him in my finest armor and my sword, while I talk to this impatient commander.
Do you want to be a slave? What's your plan for when that boy dies?
Cousin, this Philistine. Shame was all over my face. David's countenance raises me up.
That deluded charmer?
His face just now was my face when I rose against Nahash the Ammonite. My face when I was first anointed. Am I a deluded charmer? The Lord is with him, Abner. If I don't send him, I'm not with the Lord.
Can you at least inquire of a priest? Seek a sign.
I have received a sign. It's a red-headed boy with barely a hair on his chin who wants to fight a giant. You look splendid. Go in my name, David. May this sword of mine drink even more Philistine blood.
I'm not used to them. This staff, this sling, These defeated lions and bears.
Young man, what are you planning with those rocks?
I know what to do with them.
Is that honorable?
It's honorable to win.
Go with my blessing.
David, you can have my armor. It'll fit you.
Oh, no, this Philistine's armor will be his undoing.
You shame us all with your courage, David. But you shame us even more if you lose.
It is easy for the Lord to save. By armor or by none, eh?
Save him then, Lord.
David, take my sword. Please.
I don't need it. I'm not going near him.
Goodbye, brother.
Hey, Aaliyah. If this is the last time I see you, I just want you to know, I did kill that lion.
Is that their challenger?
What are they thinking?
King Saul must hate that boy. This will be quick.
This way, Goliath. Their champion.
This is no good, Saul.
Abner, who's that boy's father?
No idea.
Find out, will you? That stripling's father is going to be a free man.
You come to me with sticks? Am I a dog? Saul, have you sent me a warrior or a sacrifice to our gods? Dagon rejects this sacrifice. This boy's family will die of grief when they hear what I have done to him. By Baal and Astarte, you shall enslave your whole people. Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
You come to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all those assembled may know that the Lord saves, not with the sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand.
Congratulations, King of Gath.
Fear! No!
Goliath?
Was that a sling? He can't do that!
What?
Gotta protect his head! Shield higher!
Unbelievable!
Whose son is that? Whose son is that? Ha
ha! The gods puke on you! This is a disgrace! Trickery! Shame on you, boy!
I'll tell you whose son he is. He's mine now.
Push them back to the sea, lads!
Yes, you are!
God saves, Abner!
Bring back all the iron you can carry!
Meet them! They defy the contest!
We lost!
King of Gath, ride with us! Their spirits are broken!
What kind of a coward uses a sling?
One shot! Thank you! Hey, oh, let me have a look at you! You poor man. How'd you get your third eye? Let me find a home for you.
Bless you, son!
God is with you!
You scoundrel! I saw everything!
Jonathan! A gift for your father. Don't touch. He's uncircumcised.
David, he's waiting for you. Come on in.
Can Jonathan come in with me?
All right. King Saul, David has a present for you.
40 days. This man terrified Israel and defied the army of the living God. The man beneath the armor is now beneath you. Who can stand against this God and his king?
David, you've done a great service for me. What shall I do for you?
Soldiers were talking, and I couldn't ignore. Freedom for my father's house and your daughter's hand in marriage.
Whose son are you, young man?
I am the son of your servant, Jesse the Bethlehemite.
Today, let it be known, David, slayer of giants, I shall enrich you and make your father free. My daughter, Mireb, will be your wife, and you shall be my son.
I covet marriage above all. I despaired I would ever marry, much less marry a king's daughter. But who am I? And who are my kinsfolk, my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king? No, it's too great for me to be son of a king. Better that I remain the son of your servant, Jesse.
You despise my daughter?
Far from it. I'm a shepherd. How could your daughter not despise me? Besides, I'm embarrassed to say this. Your priests should tell you. Moses forbade us to pay debts with daughters. Even a fortunate shepherd doesn't deserve a king's daughter.
David, your valor quickens our spirits. But your loyalty to your father's house and care for my father's soul touches me more deeply. Accept these gifts from me. My robe, my armor, my girdle, my sword, and my bow. Keep your father's name, but take my place in my father's house. King Saul, I present David, son of Jesse, to you. May you see, may all of Israel see, more than a shepherd is he. Make him a leader of armed men. Trust him like you once trusted me.
If it pleases the king, I shall prove myself worthy of Mirab's hand.
Very well, son of Jesse. Worthy in speech. I shall free your father, but remain with me. Do not return home. I should like to see you earn Mirab's hand on the battlefield.
God saves!
Yeah!
God reigns!
Yeah!
God defeats our enemies!
Yeah!
And then we chased them all the way to Gath and the walls of Ekron. A resounding victory. A drink? I thought you'd be exultant.
Abner, tell me. Did I show myself a king today? Or something less?
You beat their champion. Chased them away.
A certain redhead did that.
You sent him. If you'd listened to me, we'd still be up on that hill tomorrow. You did that. And if you ask me, David won with a cheap trick. Who expects flying rocks in single combat? It's not done. May God have mercy on us. Quite a sight, though.
What do you make of him refusing me? Refusing my armor. Refusing my daughter. What's the message?
Strange. Could be modesty, which is good. Could be independence, which is dangerous. He's lowborn. I think it was innocent enough.
I was lowborn. I was innocent. But I pick up on something else. A ruthlessness, a cleverness I didn't have. He seems to have God himself at his back.
If the Lord is with him, then he'll remain with King Saul. King Saul is the Lord's anointed. Look, when we ride home tomorrow, you'll see. The people will cheer you and your great victory. Huh? Good night, cousin. You'll see.
You can tell me. What's your secret, Samson? Is it your curly hair?
No secret.
I know. You snuck into the Philistine camp under the cover of darkness, and you poisoned that giant's cup, didn't you?
All right. You got me. More potions than a warlock guy have. The one I use causes stumbling and slurred speech. He goes, I defy you! I gotta say, this robe and armor, I don't feel like a shepherd anymore. I feel like a prince.
Are you kidding? You don't look like a prince at all.
Oh.
You look like a king.
You're the future king of Israel, surely.
Oh, not so surely. My father would sooner my gimpy brother be king. You'll meet him. And my sisters. I'm not bothered by it. I'm free.
Thank you.
For what?
For seeing me.
Get used to being seen. In fact, we're coming up to town.
Saul the coward. Saul the hesitant. Saul the untrusted. Saul the last.
Stop. Look. Open your ears. Told you.
Thanks be to God. He is mighty.
Which one is David?
Oh, hi. Good to meet you.
Go on, David, get on it, so they can see you better.
David, killer of giants!
David, how do you use this thing?
Are they singing?
Long live the
10,000 for David. He's killed one Philistine. One!
They're foolish girls.
All he lacks is the kingdom. Abner, I'm grieved. I'm bringing a wolf into my house.
Thank you! Thank you!
This is an OSV Podcasts original. Discover more great Catholic shows at osvpodcasts.com.